to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. We've looked at Scripture through the Hebrew Scriptures, through the New Covenant, and now into the last book of the New Covenant, the book of Revelation. You know, admittedly, Ted, you know, reading the book of Revelation is challenging because of all the imagery, and it's amazing stuff.
Yeah,
but God's amazing.
God is amazing, but one of the most amazing and more easily understood of all the images is the water flowing from the throne of God.
Yeah, well, let's start by looking at Revelation chapter 7 and verse numbers 17.
For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne.
And this is the vision of John on the island of Patmos. Okay, so he's seeing into heaven at this point.
Yeah, he's seeing the Lamb who's in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters where God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
The reality of spiritual truth expressed by God as fountains of waters, living waters, spiritual waters. This is all part of God's example of how he wants to express himself. You know, we often want to challenge God with our intellect and say, well, why would God do it that way? Or why can't it be this way? And the answer is because he said so.
Well, and God knows how we're fearfully and wonderfully made and how we accept knowledge and understanding. And this picture helps us to see that these living waters are going to be a place that not only strengthen and nourish us, but it's a place of healing where all our sorrows, all our tears will be washed away.
Rivers of living water. Friends, remember now, we exhaustively shown you how this is a Hebrew concept right out of the Hebrew Scriptures.
And if you've missed any of our previous shows, they're on the website, messianicminutes.com. You go to archive shows.
Audio archives.
Audio archives, and just click a couple weeks back, and you can listen to any of the programs.
You can catch up on these rivers of living water, and we'll show you what's already in the Scripture. But again, it's Hebraic thought brought to the reality in Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. That's what God did all along. So you want to say, well, it wasn't really Hebraic thought. Well, it was God's thought expressed to the Hebrews, to the children of Israel. That's why we call it Hebraic.
Yeah, I mean, John himself, as a disciple of Yeshua, was a Jewish man who lived in Israel, and God communicated through him not only to the Jewish people, but to the whole world.
And here's coming now to the coup de grace, if you will. We're obviously in the book of Revelation, in chapter 21, in verse number 6.
And he, meaning God, said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." And we usually stop there, but he goes on to say, "I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to whoever thirsts."
Wow. Glory to God. Again, a complete confirmation that what God started in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters is completed in Messiah Yeshua, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. And in those last days, it will come to pass that the fountain of water of life is freely given. It is to this day. And it will be until the end comes.
Friends, we are Messianic Minutes. We are celebrating our 20th year of recording. We would love to hear from you, have you participate with us. You can go to the website and make a contribution electronically or get our mail address and send a contribution. We'd love to hear where you're listening to our show from all over the world. Just send us a note, messianicminutes.com.
Right, you can send an email right through the website. And friends, you can also check out our pretty picture, if you can call it pretty.
And you can sign up for the newsletter.
That's right. You know, a lot of you folks from time to time will say, "Oh, you have a newsletter?" Yeah, we do. We just don't send it all the time.
Yeah.
But we do send a newsletter. If you want to be on that list, go to messianicminutes.com. Send us an email. Say, "Sign me up for the newsletter." And if you just want to say hi to us from anywhere in the world, we'd love to hear that, especially at our 20th anniversary. messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.